other gods, and my fury was poured out upon them. And then he goes on and says, verse 13, I'll punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt. That's these Jews, as I punished Jerusalem by the sword, by the famine, and by pestilence. And then the Bible says in verse 15, all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense and other gods, and all the women that stood by a great multitude, even all the people that dwell in the land of Egypt and Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth out of our own mouth. We're going to do what goes out of our mouth, not what a man of God says, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven and to give her drink offerings. And here, as the Lord was laying down his judgments, he goes on and tells them right plain that I will destroy you in the land of Egypt, and I'll deliver you up to famine and sword and pestilence, as I have my people that were in Jerusalem that sacrificed their honor and their principle and their integrity for the opportunities that they came to their hand that they thought golden, that I'd put not into their hand. It was not in my mind, he says. It wasn't in my heart for you to do these things. But people today are being taught that when you have an opportunity, do it. But that is not of God. That is not God's way. It's God's way for you to try the spirits and wait upon God until he can show you perfectly his will and his wonderful, well, just giving you his wonderful, perfect will for your life. There's a permissive will that God will let you serve him in. But the best thing to do is wait until God gives you that perfect will, till you know God's perfect will, that you know that you're on that road that leads to peace and happiness and success, and there's no tragedy at the end of that road that you're on. Don't look for gold and silver. The Bible said, seek wisdom and seek understanding. Seek her as silver, and seek for her as for hid treasures. Then you'll understand the knowledge of God, and you'll understand his fear, and he'll direct your life through the understanding of the fear of God that he puts in your life, that you may please him in every way. The tragedy of an opportunity has been well chronicled in the Word of God. And God wrote these things in Romans 15 and 4. The great apostle Paul says, the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. Were written for our learning. In 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 6, all these things were written for our examples. Written for our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Praise God. And I'll tell you, we've got to be careful lest we let these illustrations and these historical records and biographies of men that were tragically overthrown by God's judgments because of their opportunist philosophy. We've got to develop us a sort of a sense of commitment to God that's almost fatalistic. People call it fatalism, but it is, God, I'm going to trust you though you slay me. I'm going to trust you. Live, die, sink, or swim. And that's not fatalism. That's faith in a powerful God that's omnipotent and irresistible in all of his ways. And when we commit ourselves to him, he gives us the power to become irresistible against every work of Satan in any form, no matter what form it shows its shape and rears its head in the pleasures and temptations of this life. Young people, you'll fail without God. And like Solomon, you'll hate your life. My God, I wish I could do it over. You can't do it over. You got to learn. Ecclesiastes 12 and 1, one of his last admonitions of this great man that wrote about the tragedy of an opportunist. He said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And he goes on, when the sun and the moon is darkened, when the keepers of the house said they bow low and the grinders cease, and they that the mourners go forth in the street and they carry somebody to their long last home. And in the last two verses he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad or evil. And Paul reminds us again again and again in Second Corinthians 5 in verse 10. He said, "For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in this body according to that you've done, whether it be good or whether it be bad." And then in Romans 14, 20, 21 to 22, he says, Romans 14, I have the wrong verses there, 14 and 15, he says, "As I live." It's 11 and 12. I keep backing up. I've got to quote a lot of it real quick to get to the right verses. Romans 14, 11, 12, "As I live, saith God, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God, so that every one of us shall give an account of himself to God." Hebrews 12, 31, 10:31, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God." I'm going to fall on his hands. I'm going to fall on that stone. I don't want that stone falling on me. Peter in 1 Peter 2 said, Christ is that stone. He said, if that stone falls upon you, it'll break you, grind you to powder. Yeah. But if you'll fall on that stone, it'll break you to pieces. And then he puts you all back together. Praise God, your component parts all back in a pattern of lasting beauty and worthwhileness for the glory of Jesus Christ. Glad you bore with me this morning, because this is highly unusual. Me to get up here and have to be handicapped with old hoarseness that's down deep. I don't often have this. And I shall rise again. Thank you for bearing with me. It don't just handicap me from speaking, it handicaps me from thinking. Because I got my mind on this stupid thing instead of trying to kind of come up with the scriptures. Lord have mercy. Terrible. Terrible. Praise the Lord anyway. Praise the Lord anyway. I want you all to remember this message this morning, the tragedy of an opportunist. Don't go around taking advantage of everything that offered to you. My God, have mercy. You can't accept that. Get on the airplane to go somewhere, and the first thing, here comes an old steward just around an old complimentary bottle of wine or cocktail or something or other. But I ain't going to drink the stupid mess. Somebody, "Oh, you're young. You need to experiment. Won't you smoke a cigarette?" Fit on the devil's old Jerusalem weed. I'm not going to take it. Praise God. Come on here. Don't you know you got to live it up and have your little fun, son? Have your little fun. God said, "Yeah, and for all these things I'll bring you into judgment. Therefore put away sorrow from your heart and evil from your flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity." God's going to judge you for your childhood sins. Some of them you'll reap all your life. You'll reap them all your life. God have mercy sakes. Some God can forgive, some he can't. I mean, he can forgive you, but he can't erase everything. We do too good a job in making it indelible. Then we want, let's try to get rid of this. No, we ought to think of that before. Don't be an opportunist and just take whatever comes your way. You be selective. You can select the qualities of those opportunities you take. Be selective. And God will help you to make the right decisions. Praise the Lord. Let us all stand and have prayer together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lift everyone up above it, Lord. Lift these young people, God. Touch them, Lord. Start their own room. God be with them. Bless them today, Lord. Bless our fellowship. Bless the revival service. Bless Brother Lindsay. Draw the people. Draw them. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
To be able to be protected through the future and through the future.
Praise the Lord.
Bless them, Lord. Help them hear the voice of God.
Thank you, Lord.
While they're young, that when they grow old, they'll be able to be a great blessing and be happy in their
lives.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Lisa, we're glad you're in.